And there might be a light at the end of this very long political tunnel. New York's Cardinal Timothy Dolan says Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton had some nice things to say to each other offstage at that Al Smith charity roast last night, just 24 hours after that sizzling debate at which they refused to shake hands. But last night's dinner also veered into more insults than the self-roasting humor it's known for. And this morning, Cardinal Dolan told NBC's Today Show there were touching moments between the candidates.
When we were going in, I said, could we pray together as we were waiting to be announced? And after the little prayer, Mr. Trump turned to Secretary Clinton and said, you know, you are one tough and talented woman. And he said, this has been a good experience in this whole campaign, as tough as it's been. And she said to him, and Donald, whatever happens, we need to work together afterwards.
Is that angel singing? I believe it is.
Here and now.
2016.
Joining us for our weekly roundup of the campaign, Enrique Acevedo, news anchor at Univision. He joins us from Miami. Hey, Enrique.
Hi, Lisa.
And also John Ralston, political commentator in Nevada. He joins us from Las Vegas right now. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Okay, let's start up with a quick assessment now. A little more than 2 weeks to go before Election Day. Where are we now in the campaign? Who wants to go for it? Neither one of you wants to go. Robin will answer it.
I'll jump in if you want me to.
Go, John.
Listen, the campaign is slowly slipping away from Donald Trump, not just here in Nevada, but nationally. And I think despite the fact that the Al Smith dinner is supposed to be, as you pointed out, full of self-deprecating humor, Trump couldn't help but lapse into not only just his stump speech, but some borderline nasty kinds of things. And I admire the Cardinal, a religious man, for being able to credit both of those candidates with being able to be phony with him for a total of about 6 seconds.
Okay, that's your take on it, and others are probably agreeing that, you know, that's not the tenor of the campaign. But Enrique, let's talk about last night. As John said, Donald Trump, he actually got one of the rare boos at one of these dinners for veering into the leaked emails that revealed Clinton sometimes took public positions different from private ones, and showed her Catholic aides sometimes insulted Catholics.
Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary. You're right. For example, here she is tonight in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
Okay, another boo. Well, the Daily Beast reports today that Donald Trump's father was arrested in 1927 at a KKK rally in Queens, which was part of an anti-Catholic protest of the then New York Governor Al Smith, who became this first Catholic nominee for president, hence the dinner in his honor. But I just want, Clinton also got jeered a little, so let's just listen. She took a shot at Trump's unwillingness to accept the election results.
You know, come to think of it, it's amazing I'm up here after Donald. I didn't think he'd be okay with a peaceful transition of power. And Donald, after listening to your speech, I will also enjoy listening to Mike Pence deny that you ever gave it.
Okay, so Enrique, weigh in. I mean, do you think it's possible that there will be a gentle landing on Election Day and that Clinton and Trump might work together and that Trump supporters or even Sanders supporters might, you know, be singing Kumbaya?
Well, Robin, first of all, neither candidate is known for their comedic skills, so we have to at least give them that. I think it's going to depend on the result of the election. If it's a tight, very close race, then the rationale behind Trump's movement will gain some momentum. And that's unfortunate because, like Hillary Clinton said, they have to work together. On November 9th, no matter who wins, they inherit a divided country. It's fair to say this is not your typical election. So it's not politics as usual. The level of division and polarization in the country should worry everyone, and everyone should be doing their best to achieve this goal of working together on November 9th.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump has said once again that he will totally accept the results of this great and historical presidential election if he is the winner. Last night, it was reported that his national political director has decided to take a step back from the campaign. What is Trump trying to achieve in terms of his own staffing?
Well, listen, people have been coming and going from the Trump campaign for a long time. He's gone through these convulsions frequently during the campaign. Well, what's become clear is that the only consistent campaign manager for Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He believes in his own counsel above all others. And while there have been spurts during the campaign when he has been disciplined, they have not lasted very long, whether it's for 20 minutes or so during a debate or for a few days during the campaign. And I think that's been very, very frustrating for Republicans who either want to support him or can't support Hillary Clinton, that they believe that if he had just done X instead of Y, that maybe he would be closer now, maybe even he would be ahead. So it's not surprising that people close to him in the campaign keep stepping back. That was the term used for the national political director. I think maybe a more unkind way to describe it would be just another rat getting off of a sinking ship.
And you can see that. I mean, I agree with John. You can see that in the contradictions that explain not only the debate, but also Trump's campaign. He says he loves Hispanics, but then calls undocumented immigrants bad hombres.
Well,
he says he loves women and then calls Hillary Clinton a nasty woman. He says he's for law and order, but then talks about shooting people on Fifth Avenue. So there's a campaign, and then there's what the candidate wants to do.
Well, and some people are speculating that what is happening right now with the polls showing that his campaign is slipping is that he's building his proposed television network, and that the Democrats on the other side, I mean, you have Steve Schmidt, the Republican, he's a Trump critic, but he's a Republican strategist. He says the campaign is over. So that's leading to the speculation that he's looking beyond that. Whereas the Democrats are also looking beyond the election and trying to see his, you know, how many House and Senate seats they can get, sending out heavy hitters like First Lady Michelle Obama. Let's listen to a little.
He demeans and humiliates women as if we're objects meant solely for pleasure and entertainment rather than human beings worthy of love and respect. He just doesn't understand us.
Is this, you know, some people have said this could be the Clinton campaign worried. Is it rather, though, Enrique, maybe the Clinton campaign thinking, how far can we go?
I think at this point, it's all about the turnout. You look at the polls, and they do suggest that the race might be over. But just 2 weeks ago, I was in Colombia for the peace referendum. All the polls indicated that the yes vote was going to win by a big margin. And the no vote ended up winning. So why that happened has to do with a very low turnout, a historically low turnout. So if you see, if you look at both campaigns, right now, they're both working on getting people out to vote. On the Democratic side, we saw President Barack Obama yesterday in Florida say that the only way that they were going to lose the campaign, they were going to lose the election, is that if people didn't turn out to vote. And on the other side, you have the Republicans and Donald Trump. In a way, their strategy right now is, it feels like they're trying to,
depress the vote?
Depress, exactly. So so people don't really turn out to vote, and maybe that's a way that they can get a few states.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, there was another WikiLeaks leak that revealed that there is dissent in the campaign, the Clinton campaign, over the Clinton Foundation event in Morocco that was funded with large donations from foreign governments. The close aide to Hillary Clinton wrote of Clinton, the candidate, "She created this mess and she knows it." Has anything from these leaked emails from WikiLeaks stuck to the Clinton campaign, John?
Well, it should have stuck. A lot more of it should have stuck, I think, Lisa. The problem is while there's some very, very damaging things in the WikiLeaks, for instance, during the debate, Chris Wallace brought up the open borders comment from Hillary Clinton. But she is so skillful at not talking about what she doesn't want to talk about. She pivoted to Russia immediately, blaming Russia for the WikiLeaks hack, and essentially said that Donald Trump is a puppet of Putin. Putin, which totally changed the dialogue. She has been able to get off of what I think are some really, really damaging revelations in the WikiLeaks documents that would have damaged any other candidate. The problem for Donald Trump is that these kinds of things have happened before, and he lets it. He is okay for a couple of days. He's able to stay on message, but then he somehow reflects all the attention back on himself with some kind of gaffe, some kind of statement that takes the focus off of WikiLeaks. If this were a normal campaign, this would have really damaged Hillary Clinton and should have probably. But this is not, I think we can all agree, a normal campaign.
I think
Lisa, absolutely.
Can.
And I was going to say also the timing of the WikiLeaks revelations are especially important, because I think if this had happened during the primaries, Hillary Clinton would have lost the nomination.
Oh, really?
Well,
couldn't have withstood that.
The transcripts of the speeches that Bernie Sanders insisted on being released, some of the proposals that contradict what Hillary Clinton said at some point during the primaries,
it could have been more damaging
during that time.
Enrique Acevedo, news anchor at Univision, and John Ralston, political commentator in Nevada, with a couple weeks and a few days till elections. Thank you, and we'll see you again.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.